Do you sometimes have trouble trusting God? Christians wonder how to know God's will, whether He hears their prayers, whether He accepts them when they sin. As you settle these questions, your faith will grow. 5 Ways to Increase Your Faith, an article by Randy Maxwell, originally appeared in the August 2021 edition of Signs of the Times. Your narrator is Calvin Follett, and I'm the Member Services Studio Director at Christian Record Services. I'm a pastor, and sometimes church members ask me questions about their Christian experience. Recently, a church member confided in me that he was having trouble trusting God. He said, "I constantly struggle with faith. I pray and seek God's will and trust that God will make a way. However, at times I find myself not remaining quite so solid. I know that God is near and hears my prayers, but somehow I get so lost." Would you please discuss having faith in one of your upcoming sermons and believing that God will answer your prayers when you pray? I understand the importance of believing, but when you believe, what's the next step? Faith. It's a bedrock of Christianity. Yet, for many of us, explaining faith is like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. Snake handlers believe Mark 16:18 tells them that faith will protect them from the serpent's deadly venom. Thousands flock to see statues of Virgin Mary shed bloody tears, believing that they will be healed if their faith is strong enough. Many others believe in faith confession, in which you name it and claim it and get rich, hitched, or healed based on what you say about the promises in God's Word. Still others rely on supernatural manifestations or ecstatic experiences, such as being slain in the Spirit, as proof that their faith is strong. What is true faith, and how much of it must we have in order to please God? What do you do after you've believed and prayed? Number 1. Trust in who God is more than in what your faith can do. Another word for faith is trust. When faith is genuine, it trusts God in all circumstances, even when our prayers aren't answered the way we thought they would be. Pay close attention to the examples of faith recorded in Hebrews 11. Sure, you have your Josephs and Moseses and Gideons, those who through faith conquered kingdoms, shut the lions' mouths, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword. But mentioned right alongside these heroes are others who were tortured, stoned, and sawed in two. Still others wandered in deserts and mountains, living in caves and in holes in the ground. Hebrews 11, verses 33 through 38. Hebrews says, "These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised." That was verse 39. Why did some of God's friends gain what was promised, while others did not? Was it because of a lack of faith? Absolutely not. The Bible says that they were all commended for their faith. Faith isn't something you strain to work up, and hard times or no answer to prayer doesn't necessarily indicate a lack of faith. The faith described in Hebrews chapter 11 is an unbending trust in who God is. It's a relationship with God that teaches you to trust Him in all circumstances, even when things don't work out as you had planned or wished. Just ask the others in God's Faith Hall of Fame. Number 2. Keep praying. Jesus told His disciples a parable about a widow who kept asking a judge for justice. For a while, the judge refused to grant her plea, but the woman kept coming back. Through relentless pressure, she wore him down. In time, the judge said, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually come back and attack me." Jesus' point was that if a wicked judge will grant justice to a persistent petitioner, how much more will a loving God bring about justice for His chosen ones who cry out to Him day and night, as in Luke 18, verses 4 through 7. After making this point, Jesus asked the following question in verse 8. "When the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on earth?" The context of this parable indicates that Jesus was asking if, when He returns, He will find those who will pray and not give up. Faith is holding on to God and not letting go. Adopt the acronym PUSH. Pray until something happens. There are times when Satan attempts to intercept the blessings we seek. Other times our request is on target, but our timing is off. And yet other times the Lord tests our desire and resolve. The point is, we are to pray and not give up. This is the kind of faith Jesus will be looking for when he comes again. Number 3, obey or act despite your doubts. Another definition of faith is obeying despite your doubts. Even if your knees are knocking and your teeth are chattering, what you do is always more important than what you feel inside. Look again at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. Do you think these newly freed slaves walked with confidence through the walls of the water? I think they ran for their lives, terrified that the sea might collapse on them, and terrified that Pharaoh's army might catch up with them. But, scared or not, they went through. They obeyed the command God gave through Moses. They acted, and the act of obedience is commended as faith in Hebrews chapter 11. Have you ever been afraid of following what you believe to be God's will? Years ago, I lived in Los Angeles. But then Pacific Press, the publisher of this magazine, which is located in Napa, Idaho, invited me to be an assistant book editor. Moving my wife and daughter from Los Angeles to Napa scared me to death. I didn't feel brave or confident or any of those other super faithful feelings you imagine you're supposed to have when you're trusting God. But I believed the move to be God's will. He had supplied the evidence of his leading. And so, with much fear and trembling, I obeyed. I took action. God says that's faith. If you don't have super spiritual feelings of confidence, just pray the prayer of the father whose son had an evil spirit. I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Mark 9:24. Number 4. Believe that you receive. Mark 11:24 records Jesus' instruction. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. How do you do this? Thank God for the answer even before you receive it. But before you start thanking Him for winning the Powerball jackpot or receiving that $70,000 automobile, remember that our prayers need to be consistent with His will. Isn't it interesting how often we interpret Jesus' promise to mean we can have fancy material things when Jesus' whole life was one of simplicity, humility, and service? The Apostle James explained, "When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." James 4, verse 3. Apparently, it is possible to pray with incorrect motives, to ask for things that are outside of God's will for your life. But the Bible is full of things we can pray for with assurance that we are within God's will for us. These would include forgiveness, eternal life, reconciliation, the new birth, peace with God, and the Holy Spirit. Christian author Ellen White wrote the following words about faith. We need look for no outward evidence of blessing. The gift is in the promise, and we may go about our work assured that what God has promised, He is able to perform, and that the gift, which we already possess, will be realized when we need it most. Number 5, W-E-I-G-H-T, wait on the Lord. No, I'm not simply trying to be cute or clever. I believe that when God tells us to wait, He has more in mind than our sitting on the corner with our Bibles wringing our hands. I believe God wants us to W-E-I-G-H-T on Him, to place the full weight of our burden, whatever it is, totally on Him, and thereby receive a fresh supply of strength to carry on. Isn't that what the Apostle Peter means by these words? Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. If you truly let go of your troubles and give them to God, He will renew your strength See Isaiah 40, verse 31. And you, in turn, will learn to trust Him more. And that's the bottom line to faith.